Good morning, and welcome back to a fresh episode of Pastor's Morning Musings. We hope you're having a great morning. This morning, Pastor Jeff will share with us another great thought from the Word of God. Pastor Jeff, where will we be musing this morning?
Good morning. Today we'll be in the book of Hebrews, chapter number 5, beginning in verse number 11. Of whom we have many things to say, and hard to be uttered, seeing ye are dull of hearing. For when for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For every one that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. The Bible is filled with principles of life. Of course, this makes sense because God is the creator of life, and thus the true principles of life must come from God. Paul in Hebrews speaks about the first principles of the oracles of God. An oracle is defined as an utterance. What we hold in our hand we call the Word of God, or a record of the utterance of God through inspiration to man to be penned for man. The first principles that Paul spoke of earlier in his letter were the principles of salvation. He clarified that in chapter number 6, verse 1. He said, "Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith towards God." The first principles that any person must come to for life are the principles of salvation. The first principles. Then, as we continue from salvation and building on our most precious faith, the Bible is filled with principles by which we can live our life by. As I was preparing for the musing this morning, I came across a statement about basic principles of life. The question was asked, what are your basic principles of life that you want to live by every day of your life? This made me stop and muse. For the ones that were given were not what I felt God would have ordained principles that I wanted to live my life by. I sat and mused for a while, and then I wrote 4 basic principles down. If I had to decide 4 principles to strive for every day of my life, I think these might be the 4 I would choose. The first was accept who God created you to be. The second was take one day at a time. The third was pray without ceasing. And the fourth was keep the faith. You may have others that you feel would be what you would choose. I challenge you today to take some time and sit down and muse upon your life in relationship to God and His principles of life. Choose just 4. Write them down on a piece of paper. Now, look every day that you wake up at those 4 basic principles and choose that day to do your best to live them.
The preceding program was produced by Dr. Jeff Harris, pastor, author, and chaplain. Please tune in again tomorrow morning for another fresh episode of Pastor's Morning Musings.